Hey, everybody, welcome to the Boiling Point Faith and Fire podcast with your favorite podcast host, Rory Paquette, and me, Brandon Lynette. This is where conviction meets confrontation. We're not trying to water down your Sunday sermon, okay? We're not trying to provide polite politics. This is raw faith, bold truth, and a fire that burns through the lies shaping our culture. So, if you're ready to stand for God and family and freedom in a world that has literally lost its common sense, you're in the right place. And if you're fired up by what you hear today, don't just listen, get resourced. My co-host Rory isn't just dropping fire on the mic, he's coaching people into podcasting powerhouses. So make sure you find him. I've got his link to his Facebook account in the show notes. Get plugged in. For those of you tired of Big Pharma's grip, I'm putting real solutions in your hands. Our FDA registered ingredient-free vibrotactile patches will flip your body back into balance without a single pill, zero ingredients. And I have this brand new Omega Balance test that's going to show you exactly what your cells are starving for. Okay. This is in theory, it's freedom for your health, your voice, and your future. I'm going to just go ahead and make sure I do this disclaimer every time we do this podcast, okay?
Get out of the way now.
Because
There you go.
absolutely, this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Everything you hear on the show is our personal opinion. Maybe it's not a fact, maybe it's not professional advice, and definitely not something you should take as full-blown truth. Do your own research, okay? We're sharing our perspectives, we're sharing our stories, and we're sharing our beliefs. What you choose to do with that, not my problem. It's up to you.
Awesome.
Hi,
Good morning.
Rory. How are you today?
Better than I deserve, but thanks for all of that this morning and getting us going. That was a great intro.
You guys know when he says that, he's full of shit, right? He deserves really great things because he's a great guy. So that's just
Listen to this.
silly. It's
Listen to
silly. God has us, man. And we're out here doing some
this.
groundwork, you guys. Last week was my turn not to sleep, and let's just say Rory went down a rabbit hole himself last night.
It was brutal. It was brutal. I was sending you stuff, and I'm
Yeah.
like, I looked at the clock at one point, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like 1 in the morning. I'm getting ready to send her more stuff. Let this poor woman go to sleep, because yeah, when you start looking this stuff up and you start really doing the research, man, it really just takes you over in such a horrible way.
It does. And I went down the rabbit hole. I sent my husband a video yesterday, and we have a lot to talk about. I don't even know how I can focus today because there's just so much. I sent my husband this video from Dearborn, Michigan, and I've dropped a little hints about this, but you guys, this isn't a joke anymore. Like, it isn't funny. It's actually terrifying with the things that I caught. So I watched this one video, and it takes me down a rabbit hole, and I realize that's not the only city in Michigan that's been taken over. It is not. There are several places in the United States that have been taken over, and somehow I tripped onto Dearborn and I found a lot more. And you guys, I'm not one of those, like, oh my God, run for the hills. Like, I'm not a fan of, like, fear-based decisions, but this is a real threat.
I don't understand at all how this is going on the way that it is and why it's being supported the way it is from the side it's being supported on.
Like, how is this okay? 40,000 people in the streets yesterday, or maybe it was a couple days ago in Dearborn, protesting. I mean, the Muslim Brotherhood literally declared themselves that they're going to impose Sharia law in America through the ballot box or the bullet. There's no in between. They're saying this. And everyone's like, well, our constitution, federal law, you guys. If people want to come in and kill us, like, you think the law is going to protect you? How many people are getting murdered today just in America? Americans are a threat to us. Imagine these guys hate us. Hate us.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's no vehicle to enforce the Constitution, and Barack Obama proved that to everybody. It's
He
a great
did.
idea, but the only way to really enforce it is to sue and go through the courts. And you know, when you have a populace like in Britain and in Dearborn and in other places in Michigan and throughout the country where they are voting in this stuff. If Dearborn as a city, town, whatever it is, village, whatever they call themselves up there, If Dearborn as a locality votes in certain local ordinances and they start to impose Sharia law within city limits, the only way to stop that is for the state or some other party to interested party to come in and sue to get the court to overturn it. And then once that's overturned, then you can have actual police action to enforce it. And there's none of that going on
Well, they
because
are the
people are
police.
afraid.
They are the
Yeah,
mayors.
they
They are the
own the police
courts.
at this
They're
point.
everything.
They're walking the streets at night right now in volunteer groups. And if you
Yes.
are not following Sharia law, if you're a woman who's showing too much skin, or if you're a young man who's not acting properly,
Right.
if you're drinking or doing any of these things you're not supposed to be doing, they are literally shooing you off the street with a threat of violence at a certain time of the day and going, sorry, but we're policing the streets now and you can obey or be hurt. And the police station's going, well, we can't offend them. So I guess this is how it's going to happen.
And is it just the people? The people were just like, we're going to be tolerant. We're going to be inclusive. We're going to be open-minded because womp womp, you've been conquered.
Dearborn has literally been is a city in this country that has been technically, by all definition, occupied by a foreign entity.
Do you guys
Period.
know anything about Sharia law? Because I feel like that needs to be a conversation. And if you're going to try to be ignorant and just be like, those are really extremists. No, ma'am. No.
Brandon, when we start putting this stuff together, okay,
Yeah.
who's in favor of abortion for women being legal? Republicans or Democrats?
Democrats.
Okay, so who's in favor of I would say rules and laws that lend themselves towards promiscuity?
I mean, Democrats.
Right. And then who is in favor of Sharia law coming back into play because we don't want to offend Muslims.
Democrats.
Sharia law literally means none of those other things are legal. Women are possessions that are not even people, and they have to cover every single part of their body because it's evil to tempt men
Right.
inappropriately. I mean, what are they doing?
Right. I mean,
I
all of
can't
it's
figure this out.
outside of US law because they claim religious authority on everything, marriage, divorce, property, and punishment.
Right.
It's taking religion and making it the whole court system. That's it. And yeah, oh my gosh, I was about to say some really mean name-calling words. But listen, like, do you think that you're really fucking oppressed in the United States of America? Do you think you're oppressed? Because, yeah, you're going to be denied jobs, education. You cannot move. You can't go anywhere without a male escort. They
Yeah.
decide how you act, what you wear, full, mandatory full coverings.
Head to toe.
You have no more rights. And here, come on, you spoiled dumbass people.
Mean, there are females who are part of the Democratic Party who are screaming at the top of their lungs about their rights being taken away. And pushing abortion because that they think is a constitutional right, which it's not,
Right.
but they think that it is. And so they are literally putting themselves out there going, I demand my rights. These same people are the ones who are in charge. This party is in charge of Michigan. You got a Democrat governor. It is a blue
Yeah.
state. Dearborn is run by everything that's on the left. That same exact party is saying, well, don't offend Muslims, even though what they're doing is imposing Sharia law. Sharia law means as a woman, you can't work. You can't make a choice for yourself. You don't even get to choose who you marry. So, I mean, the same people who are pulling the same lever are supporting both of these things. That's how screwed up and honestly mentally ill that side of the aisle has become. It doesn't even make any sense anymore.
And you realize,
At
like,
all.
if you do try to get the education, if you do go outside of the law, I mean, they do stuff that we should be doing publicly. They're gonna stone you. They're gonna flog
Yeah,
you. They're gonna cut
they
your
will.
hands off. Like they do this stuff. And who's gonna stop them? The Criminal Act
That's the
under the
good
United
question.
States law, not when the Democrats are at bat for us.
The police station has, the Muslim insignias, and they have Muslim writing on their uniforms. On their uniforms. So they're not going to come out and tell you that they're going to take your side against, somebody else's because you're offending the heck out of them. It's not going to
And
work.
he
So
literally, their main
I'm
people
sorry.
actually
Yeah,
do their
very
speeches
frustrating.
they do it in another language. They're not even speaking English anymore in their briefings. It's crazy.
Well,
This
and
is
now
crazy to
throughout
me.
Dearborn, they're also blasting the Muslim prayer. Yeah. No, it's okay. I think I lost you for a second. The now in Dearborn, they're blasting the Muslim prayer on the loudspeakers throughout everyone to hear.
How many times a day are they doing that? And everybody just has to listen.
Yeah, I think it's 5 times a day.
That's crazy to me. That's crazy. Democrats hate us. They hate us. And what is the end game for them? Just destroy the United States. They've sold their souls. They just want it. I don't get it. I don't get it.
All right,
We
am I
have
back?
I can hear you. Are you losing connection today, Rory?
I think I am.
Well, you guys, something else that we are going to bring up today that I feel like Rory knows a lot more about it than I do. And it's the social security numbers. And this actually means something, and it's not a good thing, right? They created them, I believe, in it was like the 1930s or something, meant to track earnings for like that retirement benefit. So over time, the government and the private sector, whatever you want to call it, start using social security numbers as universal IDs for like taxes, credits, loans, jobs, healthcare. And ideally, they would say this is because the US never implemented a national ID card. So, yeah, now you're born and you leave the hospital with a social security number. And some people believe that this is it's a bond, that your birth certificate is traded as collateral on different financial markets, that you are a vessel that the state owns. Is that
Am I back yet?
you're back? I hear you. Hello.
Okay, sorry about that.
No,
Oh my
you're
gosh,
good.
I apologize. I was listening to your last point you were making. I mean, I got bumped off the internet. Unfortunately, this happens in the real world.
In the real
Can you
world,
hear me now? Okay.
I can. You sound great. I flipped the conversation to social security numbers because I also think this is an important conversation to have.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. I think so too. We brought that up a little bit in one of our last episodes. There's actually did you cover the part where there's actually a bond issued in your name
Yeah,
for the United States?
I just
Before episode?
started that.
Yeah.
You know, this it's a government tracking device, really.
Yep. We are owned, literally owned by the government when we're born. They have a $5,000 bond on us, and they own us as of right then. And that's the currency that they use. When they're going back and forth between, say, China and everything else, they're talking about a surplus. They're talking about the wealth, and everything else of the United States. Every single one of us who's here, that's born here, has value
You're
to the government.
basically you're collateral for our national debt.
That's exactly what we are. That's exactly what we are.
And it's you walking around with that number is them telling themselves that you volunteered into this.
Absolutely. The really funny thing is that when you have collateral and then you default on a debt, the debtor has the right to take the collateral.
Well, how much do we owe the Muslims? Is that why they're Is that why we're in
It's,
so much trouble now? Because what?
yeah, I don't think anybody really has thought that part through, unfortunately, because if we're in default right now to, or we were anyway before the tariffs, to China, under Barack Obama's administration, we were in serious default. Our credit rating as a country, according, all across the globe, dropped. We got subpar, subprime credit rating with the other countries out there, and
So crazy
because
to
we were in
me.
debt so badly.
We
So
borrow
you,
money from China to give to another country
right, that we owe back,
that we have to pay back.
that's held by our collateral, which is actually us, like you and me.
We are cattle. That's how they treat us. They think we're stupid. We just got branded, and they don't see us. I think there's some point that they just stop seeing us as humans. And this is probably it. So,
Maybe
cattle.
that's why they're not that opposed to Sharia law. So it's wow. I'm sorry I missed the beginning of that conversation because of my internet. I don't know what's going on there, but I'm in Indiana. You're in Michigan. So
And
wow,
usually in my
fine.
tiny town, I'm the one with the internet problems. So this is, I'll take the trade-off for once, for sure.
Right on. There you
But I
go.
mean, is this ultimately, I know a lot of, with our social security number, with that bond, end game. Global elites, the Rothschilds, WEF, they want to crash out all national currencies and put us on one single digital currency to buy, sell, or travel. Have you heard a lot about this?
Yeah, they're trying to like put the digital ID card out there so that all of your information and all of your wealth and everything that has it's all stored in one spot
I
because
mean,
it's
those digital
convenient
chains,
for
yeah.
us.
It's a Trojan horse for total surveillance.
100% and total control.
If you buy the wrong thing, support the wrong cause, if you eat too much meat, they
You're
cut
done.
you off.
You're just done. Absolutely. Every single part of you would be completely controlled by that. So I know right now there's a huge movement, just say no to digital ID, because in Great Britain they're proposing it. They want it.
And you guys know, we explained to you last week what's happening in Britain, okay?
It's
Because it makes
insane.
Dearborn look very calm. And if you
Yep.
watch these videos on Dearborn, it's not calm. It is terrifying.
Yeah. I mean, they're assembling in the streets, honestly. They're I think it's one of the days in the weekends. But they're completely they take over the entire downtown area and they just demonstrate in the street. They shut it all down. Yeah. And there's
I wish
nothing you
I
can do
was
about
that editing genius because I would actually play the video on here for you guys. Maybe
it.
it's
Right.
something I'll put it in the notes. I'll put it in the notes for you because it is real footage from Dearborn and it does not look like anything in the United States. Anything. But I think COVID was their chance that lockdown and inflation, they're trying to break the old system so that the new one world order, which I really do think there's some truth to everything. I feel like there's truth to everything. Maybe not the complete story, but I do think that that's what they're trying to do.
Well, COVID proved the theory for everybody. You know, kind of like what's happening in Dearborn, what's happening in Britain right now. The COVID proved the theory that even though there was no technically no law, it was just a mandate by the government. There was no law that said you must wear a face mask or else. There was no law that said you had to get the vaccine or else. So most people said, "Well, I better go do this or else." And so they'd kind of, how's this actually going to work? With no law saying that we had to, people still complied because everybody else complied and because they didn't want to lose their job or they didn't want to lose their chance to go to college that semester, and so on and so forth. Colleges were saying if even if you pay, you're not coming to school here if you don't get vaccinated. So, millions of kids get vaccinated even though they don't want to, because otherwise they can't go to college. And how many different jobs, including the US military, said if you don't take this vaccine, we're going to fire you.
Right.
And all the government needed was to strong arm enough businesses into saying that. The business I was with didn't say that, thank goodness, because I would have quit.
Yeah,
I would have left.
Benjamin's as well.
But
His as well.
enough did. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now that's what's happening in Dearborn. There's no law that says, hey, this has to happen,
Right.
but this is what we're going to do. So you can either go along with it or you can get beat up by, some volunteer Muslim crew, walking around at night who
Yeah.
has put themselves in charge and isn't going to get in trouble.
And if you're out there and you've
The
been
law and the
quiet,
Constitution are on your side, but it doesn't
yeah.
help.
If you've been quiet, you're complicit. I just want to say that. If you're living out there and you haven't said anything, like you are part of the problem for sure. But
Every
there is,
single person in Dearborn, every single person in Dearborn who said, well, I don't want to offend anybody, so I guess we'll just let this go. This is what you have now because you did this. Every person in Dearborn did this. 100%.
Well, the government doesn't care about us. They don't care about you. Nobody. I don't care if you voted for Trump. It's all the same. I think he's done some really incredible things, but at the end of the day, he still has a boss. Whether y'all want to believe that or not, he answers to someone, okay? And elites, I think, I mean, they've intentionally crashed the economy time and time again. Dems open the borders because that destabilizes demographics. We're literally watching what happens, not just in other countries, but we have whispers of it here, eroding national identity. Weaken the dollar because that makes the global digital currency look awesome. Pushing culture wars, pushing political wars, because let's keep fighting each other, because if we stand up to the government, this collapses. So when we, as useful idiots, play into the chaos and we get to the peak performance, that's when they offer that global government. I mean, I've seen the movies, I've read the books. This they've told us. And the government shut down. What does that mean for the people?
Nothing. I mean,
Nothing
literally
at all.
nothing. And I don't think it's gonna last very long. No, I don't think it's gonna be around too long. So the thing that nobody wants to talk about with that is that one of the reasons why the Democrats want the government shut down is because then the federal police and army and all these other folks, National Guard, ICE, all these guys don't get paid. And that's what they want. And that's the part nobody's talking about. They don't care if the trash
Oh,
gets picked up.
that's
They
sneaky.
care that all these ICE officers aren't getting a paycheck now, and they're hoping that that'll start break them down. I don't think they quite realize who they're dealing with, in terms
No.
of this sort of thing.
I know a lot of people that would volunteer for ICE without a paycheck. So I don't think that's getting shut down anytime soon.
No, I have several friends who are in law enforcement in different areas, and all of them are telling me that everything they've heard is, and a lot of it's been confirmed, is that ICE is 100% volunteer right now. They
Wow.
get paid. It's professional. They get paid.
Correct. Yeah.
They're not volunteering their time for free. But to be on the task force, you start by volunteering, and then they select from the volunteers. They're not having a problem recruiting for ICE because they have,
Right.
volunteers waiting. They have a waiting list to be part of ICE from folks. And there was also a thing where I think it was over half of the officers who applied for a transfer to ICE came from blue states because they were so tired of not being able to do their jobs.
That says a lot.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, wow.
That says a lot. It has been a slap in the face in blue states for law enforcement. Like, let's tie your hands behind your back and let people punch you in the face. That's what happened to them.
These guys are tired of this.
Everyone is tired.
None of them became cops, state cop, local cop, whatever. None of these guys became cops because they wanted to, be told to sit here and put up with this.
Right.
They didn't become cops so they could go arrest six people who were congregating during COVID for Thanksgiving.
Right.
That's not why they became cops. So,
No, no.
they're very, very tired of it. They've had far, far too much. They've all had enough. So, yeah, when you have the blue state police forces going, please let me out of here. Please let me become part of ICE so I can go actually do my job. That says a lot.
It says a lot. And really, their big tantrum, the Dems' big tantrum, is that they want to keep funding other countries with money that's borrowed against your name and borrowed from other countries. They want to keep sending that to people when we can't even take care of our own kids.
I think that people would look at that a little differently if they actually realize they're the collateral on that debt. But maybe not. I don't know. People are, I don't know. I don't understand people anymore who are buying that kind of stuff at all anymore. I'm really not. So, but these are the same people who think that, it's okay for a guy to go ahead and, play girls volleyball. So
And I mean, that's part of their fight too, is that underage kids should get a transition, which is evil. I mean, that isn't even, it's not even about science. They know it's bad. They know it's wrong. This is really just about capturing as many souls as they can for the enemy.
I agree. Totally. The more
Because
they
no
can
one is that
break it down,
stupid.
the more they can break it down, exactly what it is. It's an assault on, it's an assault on God, 100%. An assault on God and on thinking in a godly, way. All of this stuff. So yeah, that's exactly what's going on over there. But again, what do you do about it? You keep talking about it.
Keep talking about it, have the conversations, and people are panicking about the shutdowns. You guys, it's not going to affect you. Like, social security checks are still going out, post office is still open, emergency services still available. But what is going to happen that pisses me off is that there are furloughs for federal workers. I feel like if we shut down, we don't back pay.
Well, that's another, I love that you brought that up. That's another piece that nobody in the media is talking about. So a lot of people are going to think this isn't true. But the fact is that when the government does shut down, the president has the sole responsibility of deciding what gets shut down and what continues and how. He no longer has to go to Congress for appropriation. So it is 100% up to Donald Trump right now who gets paid and who doesn't. So even though the idea was let's shut down ICE and let's do this and let's do that, Donald Trump's like, well, I don't think we need 80,000 workers in the IRS.
Amen
So,
to that.
right. I mean, there's 200,000 people getting ready to be let go because of what the Democrats did with the shutdown. And it's like, well, okay. And most of those folks getting let go are liberals. So congratulations on what you did for your own party.
On shooting yourself in the foot. But hey, ICE is
Well thought
hiring,
out.
you guys. I see ads all the time. They're hiring. So maybe just flip the script and help clean up the streets, this mess you made. Go
There
clean
you
up some of your own mess.
go. Right. Absolutely. 100%.
But yeah, it doesn't affect you. Doesn't affect you personally. Not our business. This is where you honestly just get right with God, because the devil is busy. He's so busy. He's busy. Well, another article you sent me that kind of blew my mind, that I think is going to make people scratch their heads a little bit. The studio playbook is getting flipped here, because they just signed a contract with the first ever AI actress.
Yep, Tilly Norwood.
AI got a contract.
Tilly Norwood is her name. She's the AI actress that is taking Hollywood by storm right now. And there are all kinds of, I guess, actresses have come out first, but I'm sure everybody in Hollywood's going to lose their mind. But there are a whole bunch of actresses who are coming out going, this is ridiculous. This is awful. Don't take the humanity out of, making movies. If you don't have to pay that star all that money and you don't have to deal with them,
The
making
drama.
movies just got a lot easier for people. So I can think of few things. The reason I sent that to you, I can think of few things that are more funny than all of these Hollywood elites being rendered irrelevant all at once by AI.
I mean, they kind of earned it.
I
Hollywood
agree.
got weird. It got so weird, and it's toxic, and they're being paid to continue to feed into everything the Democrats want. They're bought and paid for. And I told you guys, that's, I know from personal experience how real that is. There is someone that meets up with them that says, hey, you have to say this, this, and this. Your kids have to be trans. It's, these are real contracts, maybe not written down, maybe it's verbal, but there is a calling to your soul, to the soul of your kids, and people have sold out. I mean, but also AI can sell out as well. So I don't know. I don't trust anything.
I saw that get brought up, you know, that, oh no, now they can program the AI actress, you know, to say whatever they want her to say. Right. So some big Hollywood guy can just say, well, you're a progressive, so you're going to go out and have this message. And it's like, well, two things. First of all, when we all hear that, we know that she's an AI actress. So we know it's been programmed by somebody else. It's no longer, well, George Clooney thinks this, so he's cool. Maybe I'll think this too.
Right.
But by the same token, they're all already doing that. So, I mean, if you're a conservative who's worried about that happening, what would be different? Nothing. They're all already doing that.
And I mean, the world is already taking out humanity. So who's going to miss that? Who's going to miss watching people age gracefully? I mean, do plastic surgery sales go down? Because who needs all the work if they're not on TV? I don't know. I mean, people like that. Most people like to see the human imperfection. That's why they watch the train wreck shows, the real life drama. And I think AI can't replicate that. You just can't get that real. I know AI can't replicate me. You know, there's no, I just can't even see it happening. I'm too messy, too confusing. Like a computer system would probably catch on fire. If you put my brain on a disc, it would implode. Computers couldn't handle it.
Yeah,
so
probably not.
It is weird, but it's just so weird. The world is weird, you guys. Everyone is selling out. Holly weird. Let's cut them out, though. You know, cut them out and take the Democrat government with them. I just don't know. People need a whole lot more Jesus at this point in our lives. Because you also sent me last night the articles about the school. And you were right. It is Temecula. And this is in California. So I know everybody's going to be like, oh, there's no shock there. There's no shock there. It's in California. You guys, why is everybody just letting California act like this? Why are we just like, oh, no shock, it's California? No. There are still a lot of incredible people in California. A lot of people that believe in the American flag and the United States Constitution and who are, you know, building that relationship with Christ. There's a lot of people out there, and like, we're letting them drown. We have to encourage them to talk. But they really did take this to court. And anybody who is not comfortable, any girl that is not comfortable going into a bathroom with a boy, has to sign that they are having issues with their mental health. It is their problem.
They started it with, okay, your reason for not wanting to be in a changing room with a boy is because it's going to cause you, you know, mental health issues, you know, like it's injuring your mental health.
Anxiety, distress.
Right. Exactly. And so they started framing it that way. And then what they did to make sure that they punished people who felt this way, because everybody said, fine, you know what? Yeah, it's caused me mental health problems. I don't want to do this. And the outroar was so huge at that exemption that they put out there that they flipped the script immediately and said, oh, okay, then sign this that says you admit that you have mental health problems.
Yeah.
And everybody went, wait, what? So now it's on the record that you are admitting that you have all these mental health issues that are becoming part of a public school record, which is completely in violation of HIPAA and all the privacy laws. And so they're having a lot of trouble with it right now.
Right.
The way that it is, after with where it is, the school board temporarily tabled it because the outrage was so huge and and a lawyer got involved
Yeah.
and said, "You can't do this
Right.
legally," because that's what it takes. It takes enough people standing up and screaming loud for the powers that are trying to shove it down your throat to go, "Oops, maybe we overstepped. Maybe we should step back." And they didn't cancel it; they just pulled it back.
Yeah.
So it's tabled for now. But yeah, that's still going on. And the puzzling part about this is that there's an executive order on the table that says you will not do this. You will not allow men in women's sports.
Right.
Donald Trump signed that. So
Yep.
all these schools are in violation of a presidential executive order, which can be enforced on them. And the way it needs to be enforced is all of their federal funding needs to be pulled.
Correct.
So I'm wondering how come all of these schools have not had all of their funding pulled. Or are they just surviving without it? Because I'm not seeing where the federal funding has been pulled. And so I'm kind of
Yeah.
wondering when we're going to enforce the teeth in this thing, which goes back to our DOJ.
I feel like it's coming. It has to be coming.
Hope
And I
so.
listen, like I see these. Obviously, Charlie Kirk is going to be trending on my page probably forever. But just, still watching the liberals when he asks them, like, you would be comfortable if a man comes in the locker room and just changes next to you. So I just imagine, like, let's get a locker room full of all these liberal women. Let's bring in our ICE agents, have them put on a wig and just like do their thing in the locker room with them. Where do we draw the line? They have a wig on because they want to play pretend it's safe. Suddenly you think you're safe. Numbers don't lie. And the stats prove that sexual assaults from transgenders are the highest in the United States right now. It's like 3,000 of them compared to, I think the other number was like 300, 300 being like actual straight men on women. That number is astronomical to me. But you guys feel safe with that? I'm not letting some perv, and you are a perv. If you want to play pretend, if you're living in a land of delusion, I already know what's on your laptop. You're disgusting. You're not going in a bathroom with my kids. You're not doing it. And my daughter actually had a roommate who born a girl and decided she's a boy. And my kid is very, we are not the same. She is very tolerant. She acknowledges like this is a thing for her. Great. Like we're not going to be mean to the kid. She needs help. I've always been super sweet with her, but she has mental problems, tons of mental problems and suicidal and tons of issues. And there was a point where my daughter was like, okay, it's going to be kind of weird if you have surgery and you really move into being a guy to share a place with me because I'm a girl and it's weird. Everyone's like, you're not talking about girls who want to be guys. Yeah, it's awkward too. And so they actually moved her to her own room finally, which I think great. Let them have their own space to battle their mental issues and gender dysphoria or whatever we're calling it. But it's a thing, and it makes everybody uncomfortable.
Yeah. I don't blame you for anything that you just said at
Yeah.
all. I can't disagree with any of it. I have one child who's like that as well. Very open-minded is the way I'll leave it. And you're right, the difference there is, of course, that when it's a female that's transitioning to a male,
Yeah.
okay, she's still biologically a female, then that doesn't get the uproar, but that's also not the statistic. That's not what is
Right.
in the stats. Those aren't the people who are committing the assaults. It's almost exclusively the men who are claiming to be, women who are assaulting women in these spaces with these issues and so on. And I think that one of the reasons the numbers are so high is because these men are claiming they're transgender in order to gain access to the situation. And they're not truly transgender, they're sick men.
Sick men.
But when you don't protect women, you open the door to the sick men who will take advantage of this situation. And this is what everybody's always been saying. I mean, since moment one, is that you're opening the door to women being hurt,
Yes.
assaulted. That's why you can't do this.
Right.
And the ideology has just taken over, you know. And yeah, there most of the folks who are in favor of this are not actually in locker rooms either. That's
Right.
another study that Charlie was working on, was that of girls who are in locker rooms, it's like over 99% are like, no, this is not okay.
Right.
And of the people who are actually saying, yes, this is fine and pushing for it, over like some 90 plus percent are not in locker rooms actively. And so they don't care. You know, a bathroom to them is a little bit different than a locker room is, where you're all getting changed and showering and everything else all together,
Right.
whereas you're going into a closed bathroom stall, right? So who really cares? There's just differences of sort of urgency, you know, and severity in all of this. But the law should protect you from having to get to the spot. And
Right.
it used to. And under Biden and under the progressives, the laws are gone. And now all women are in danger
Right.
because of this stupidity. It just makes no sense at all. So
And it's
again,
a
you know, who are you
con,
trying to protect?
yeah. It is definitely just a constant. I don't know how many times I've repeated myself very simply. Like, we were the people that didn't care how you dressed. Nobody cared, you guys. Nobody cared. It's when you wanted to break that barrier and cross personal boundaries. And
Right.
for, you know, to have us entertain delusions. Like, that's where people reach their boiling point with this. We never cared. We don't care who you sleep with. Nobody cares. We care that you want us to celebrate that for you, like it is your identity. It is not. That is not what defines you. And if your sexual preference or the way you dress literally defines who you are as a person, I can't think of anything more lonely and shallow, and no wonder you need mental help. Nobody cared. And then we just stayed quiet because we're like, oh, who cares? And now we became complicit. And now there is an issue of sexual assault from trans on our girls. A real issue.
Absolutely.
If you're quiet, you're complicit. Well, what if I have a kid? What if I have a kid that's trans? Then you're mentally ill and you're raising your kids wrong.
Yeah, somebody said that if you're an adult and you know you're living a trans lifestyle, you're mentally ill.
Yeah.
And you know, but I mean, teach their own. But if your child is living a trans lifestyle, then you are mentally ill. As the parent, because children can't make up their minds for this kind of thing.
No. And what kid doesn't go through? My boys used to run around in my high heels all the time. So did I need to just go ahead and tell them, look, you're very confused right now? No, it's funny. We have great videos to hold over them at their wedding, and it's not even funny anymore. Now with the climate of America, it's not even funny anymore. It's not fun. It's not funny
It's not.
anymore.
No, I know.
What girls, you know, went through the tomboy stage and just grew out of it. It's just a part of life. We're figuring out who the hell we are. And so, playing this narrative, you guys, God made Adam and Eve. It wasn't Adam and Steve. He told us to be fruitful, multiply. Very simple, like it's in the Bible. And whether you believe in the Bible or not, he wrote that book for you. He did everything he did for you, and he made you perfect in his image. Like, as you are is just enough. Just enough. We all struggle with figuring out who we are in different parts of life. That is normal. We don't continue to encourage mental illness. We get people help. I know this feels super awkward at this moment. I mean, being a teenager, being a kid, being an adult, all of this, I'm literally just a 45-year-old baby. I've never been 45 before. I've never had the kids I have now. Like, I'm new here. I don't need someone to help me entertain delusions for some sick entertainment, or let's see how far We can destroy American culture. Like, how can we just implode the country? I mean, you're doing the devil's work, and I'm just saying, you guys, government shutdown, none of that affects you. You have to get your house in order. You have to get right with God. And I'm telling you right now, I do not think it's enough to just say you're a Christian. I don't think it's enough to be in church. Right now, we all need to be focusing on that foundation, which means actually reading the word of God, because all of this is in there. He's made it very clear with borders, boundaries, staying within your people. It's all there. Self-acceptance, it's all there. Because when you realize how crazy, madly, deeply we are loved, you're going to stop being complicit. You're going to stop being quiet. And the only weapon we have is the word of God. Country was founded on it. And I feel like, even an arrow to move forward has to be pulled back. And I feel like we've been pulled back. And now it's time to move forward. Get your house in order, kids. The government doesn't care about you. The elites don't care about you. We're a bunch of cattle with a number on us, with a bond. You are just here to look pretty and hold up a national debt.
I love that. I really do. You've been saying it through the entire episode today that, being silent is being complicit. And I think that's kind of the biggest part of what we're dealing with maybe today. You got anything else you want to hit? You want to take it home?
I think I'm good today. Let's take it home.
Let's take it home. I want to hit that because, there's been several bomb threats around the country at Turning Point, USA events. The effort to silence us is still going on. And the big issue right now is that there's more pressure than ever before to do exactly that, which is to sit there and be quiet and just not make any noise because we don't want to, cause anybody to be offended. We don't want to cause anybody to be upset and we don't want to get hurt ourselves. And the fact of the matter is there's never been a more important time to dig into your faith, to trust your faith in God and say it is time and to actually speak up. If you are silent, you are complicit. Absolutely, 100%, exactly what you've been saying. If you say nothing and do nothing, then you literally are voting for whatever it is you're hoping goes away. And when it doesn't go away, you have nobody to blame but yourself. And that is my message to every single citizen in Dearborn, Michigan. The folks in Dearborn, Michigan, folks, it is not too late. But you cannot continue to vote for what is happening to you. If you don't do anything different, you're going to keep getting what you got. Look out your window. Open your window and listen to what's being blared into your ears 5 times a day. It's not your country. It's not your faith. And it's being shoved down your throat. And when you sit there quiet, you're letting it happen. So good luck. Time to stand up and do something or accept the consequences of your non-action.
And the world's watching you.
So is God.
Good luck. That's the word. Love you guys.